All or nothing, or something else.
Modern industrial fishing lines can be as long as 75 miles, the same distance as from sea level to space.
1. George. I spent the first 26 years of my life disliking animals. I thought of them as bothersome, dirty, unapproachably foreign, frighteningly unpredictable, and plain old unnecessary. I had a particular lack of enthusiasm for dogs, inspired, in large part, by a related fear that I had inherited from my mother, which she inherited from my grandmother. As a child, I would agree to go over to friends' houses only if they confined their dogs in some other room. If a dog approached in the park, I'd become hysterical until my father hoisted me onto his shoulders. I didn't like watching television shows that featured dogs. I didn't understand. I disliked people who got excited about dogs. It's possible that I even developed a subtle prejudice against the blind. And then one day, I became a person who loved dogs. I became a dog person. George came very much out of the blue. My wife and I hadn't broached the subject of getting a dog, much less set about looking for one. Why would we? I disliked dogs. In this case, the first day of the rest of my life was a Saturday. Strolling down 7th Avenue in our Brooklyn neighborhood, we came upon a tiny black puppy, asleep on the curb, curled into its Adopt Me vest, like a question mark. I don't believe in love at first sight or fate, but I loved that damned dog, and it was meant to be. Even if I wouldn't touch it. Suggesting we adopt the puppy might have been the most unpredictable thing I'd ever done. But here was a beautiful...